This is Dr. Gary Cristiano, and you're Guzman, G-Z-M-A-N, first name A-R-I-E, only number 61941-82837, date of service January 25, 2013. The patient is here for follow-up. We answered multiple questions regarding his medications. He is asking regarding the use of Imdor. The patient has had intermittent episodes of this is Bell's. Appears he has no chest pain or palpitations. It's unclear why the patient is on Imdor, but he has a history of coronary disease and a previous history of CABG. Recently, the patient was in Puerto Rico. He developed bilateral lower extremity edema. He was placed on furosemide, and he has been doing well. The edema resolved, period. He's still taking furosemide 40 milligrams once a day, period. We discussed the use of allopurinol. We decided to stop the allopurinol. The patient has no previous history of cavity attacks, and his last uric acid was within normal limits. We'll recheck the uric acid levels, and the patient needs to decide whether to treat or not based on the pros and cons. The patient had an episode or has had episodes of hypoglycemia lately, period. We'll check renal function to ensure that the patient has not developed renal failure. So what are you going to see, doctor, please? The patient will be referred back to Dr. Tuajira for adjustment of the insulin dosage and follow-up on the pump. Period. The patient has chronic diarrhea that is intermittent associated with severe bloating and passing gas, most likely related to diet and or IBS. Period. This will be treated symptomatically. The patient is given advice in diet, to follow dietary precautions, i.e. avoid beans and high cabbage, etc. Patients who have lab work today and return to the office in 3 months.